We're going to talk this morning about models. And I'm going to leave you a little guessing about where we're going with that. I want to start by reading a story. Pay close attention to the story, and then I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? What's that?
There'll be a test.
Especially for you.
Hollywood models?
That's right. The Bolsheviks were ruthless, even after my father abdicated. I may not remember details, but that I will never forget. "Don't worry, Anna," my father had said, wiping my tears. "We're under their protection." I don't think he trusted them, but he tried to make us believe that he did. The house arrest lasted years, or so I've been told. What I do know involves visions of my mother's stern beauty and constant planning. "Here's another diamond. I've tied it off." She handed it to me. I fingered it gingerly and, as she taught me, obscured the heirloom within my favorite gown using needle and thread. "You'll be a princess again when you wear that," my mother smiled, returning to her own sewing as if that action could return us all to the tsardom. The Bolsheviks, however, denied us. Even in his finest dress, I noticed the sweat on my father's brow. "Ah," the hulking Bolshevik said as he led us downstairs, "what a portrait these children will make, sparkling like angels above." He rested his palm on the shoulder of my gown. The gentleness of his gigantic fingers surprised me. "Don't touch her," my father commanded. The Bolshevik turned a dark eye towards him. My mother brushed his grasp aside and scolded, "You can't manhandle a princess like that." His gaze fell to the floor as if ashamed. "My apologies." His toothy grin, however, betrayed him. The portraitist made an elaborate show of arranging us, first all seated, then in a circle about my father, then an embrace. Finally, he waved, "Perfect," with satisfaction that something was amiss, for he had set us standing shoulder to shoulder in an awkward pose. Stepping away, he grasped the curtain. "And now to the tools of my trade." With a tug, he revealed soldiers, many soldiers aiming rifles at us. My mother's grip crushed my forearm as the room exploded with gunfire. The bullets sparked as they bounced from my diamond-encrusted gown, but it still hurt. It hurt so badly I actually passed out. What is that a story of?
Getting rid of royalty.
Colleen? Okay, we know the history of this. Are you all familiar with the story? The last Tsar of Russia, the Bolsheviks wanted to not just kill the Tsar, but take out the whole line. So they set him up as if they were going to get their portrait picture taken, and instead shot him all to death except one Anna who survived. Now,
Anastasia.
Is that story true?
No. They don't know.
Mark?
Well, I think they did DNA testing of it. What's her name?
Anastasia.
And she failed the test.
Did the Bolsheviks actually kill the Tsar's family?
Yes.
Okay. So there is truth in this story. Is it completely true? We don't have any way of knowing. Is there information and truth conveyed to us from this story?
Yeah.
There's information. We don't know walking down a staircase or all that.
Right. But the larger framework of the story, that they were set up as if a picture was going to be taken, is a true story. So would any of you admit that you didn't know that story coming in? Okay. So now, through a somewhat fictionalized account, you know something a little more than what you knew coming in, that the last Tsar of Russia was and his family was killed. This story is an example of a model. Can somebody tell me what a model is?
Pattern after you imitate what they do.
Okay, good. How about this? A model is a simplified representation of a system or a phenomenon. Okay, we don't know all the details of what happened on that day when the Tsar's family was killed. We don't really need to know all the details, so focus on the word simplified. It's a simplified representation of what happened. But for what we want to learn about history, that's the main fact that we need to know. So it's not a perfect representation. In fact, parts of that story are fictionalized. But the main part, that they were killed, is what we wanted to know. That's what we can focus on, and that's what was modeled in the story. Everybody understand that so far?
Yeah.
Good, Steve. Yeah. I'm glad you got it. I made a list of synonyms for model so we can sort of understand the idea. Here's some synonyms. To copy, simulate, an imitation, facsimile, representation, replica, example, standard. Now that's a little bit different usage, because you can say a model, you could say the guy's a model student. That means he's a very good student, an ideal student. That's a little bit different meaning. So standard, prototype, sample. Does that all make sense?
Or a model of car, model of automobile.
That's right, and we're going to get to a lot of those, Steve. Okay. In philosophy, there is a way of grouping the ideas of models into three different groups. Every model that you can think of, and we're going to go through a whole bunch of them, will fit into one or more of these categories. A descriptive model. It basically describes what it is that you're modeling. An example is a toy truck. If I have a little Tonka truck, it looks like a truck. In some ways, it tells you what a truck looks like. It describes that a truck. A predictive model. Predictive model you can make predictions from. A good example is a weather model. Over the years, they've compiled data from all over the world, weather data, and they know which data to look at and which data to ignore and which data to have weight more heavily than others, and using that, they can predict the weather for the next 4 or 5 days, which is about as far out as you can get. That's a predictive model, and they're always tuning it up. Explanatory model. Attempts to explain how a system functions. A good example is plate tectonics, earthquakes. We know a lot about how the earth moves, why it moves. We can explain it with the idea of the plates that move around and the fault lines where the plates slip and slide and go over each other. That's where earthquakes occur. Now, that's it's a simplified model. We can't look down far enough in the earth to really see what's down there, so we're always going to be tuning that model up. But that's how we describe it to ourselves so that we can understand it, even though it's much more complex than that. Okay? What are the qualities of a good model? Now, let's talk about something first. A model doesn't have to be true. You can have a model that's a bad model. The model that the Earth is the center of the universe and the sun and the planets revolved around the Earth, that's a model. It's a wrong model, but it's a model. So a good model has some characteristics. Number one, it's coherent. There is a logical connection. It fits with reality. Correspondence, it's similar. You can say this is a good model because it's easily understandable. And it's not always simple. Some mathematical models are very complex, but they're simpler than the thing being modeled, which is why we use them, so we can understand them. Okay. Now we're going to have a little fun with this. What we're going to do is, I've got a box of stuff over here. I'm going to pull this stuff out, and we're going to talk about how each one of these things is a model, and you guys can actually wake up a little bit. What is this a model of? First of all, what are they?
Architectural plans.
Blueprints, architectural plans. What is it a model of?
A building.
This is a model of whatever is being going to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. If you follow these plans, Mel knows all about these right now. If you follow these plans, you will hopefully build what's described within these plans. Now, is every detail of whatever is being built in these plans? Almost never. I know about that. Now, think a little beyond outside the box. Okay, this is a model for whatever's being built. In this case, this was some remodel work at Reasons to Believe. What else is this? What else is this a model of? Mark?
A model of diagram.
Okay, tell me what that means.
That means that if you look at that, you can see one way that things can be represented through these kinds of linear diagrams.
Okay. Seeing this as a model of the building that's going to be built, which kind of model is it?
Descriptive.
Descriptive. Seeing it as the way Mark described it, how did say it again?
It's a model of how you can diagram.
Okay. And what kind of... It's also a descriptive model. Okay. What else is this a model of? What's that?
It's
very good, because it's predicting to a certain extent what this is going to look like. That's very good. And it explains how to do it. Unless you hire a lousy builder and then, you know, you don't have any idea how to do it. Okay. What else? What else? What else is it a model of? Come on, think. I'm going to ask you this question on a whole bunch of stuff, and here's how to think about it. You're a one-year-old infant, and you're just now looking at the world. Okay? What else do you see here? Thank you. It's a model of something that's printed on paper. Okay? What else?
Writing.
It's a model of writing. What else?
Drawing.
It's a model of, some architects still hand draw stuff, and it could be a drawing.
A model of an idea.
Very good. It's a model of a concept. Right. That's excellent.
Measurements.
Okay. It's a model of how to display measurements. Okay. So I hope you're getting the idea. Everything is a model of a lot more than just one thing. Let's try something else here.
Symbolic representation.
Very good. Here's a book about Mount Everest. What's this a model of? Mount Everest. Okay. What else?
Bookmaking.
Very good. And what kind of models are these? You got to tell me what kind of model this is. It's a descriptive model. Okay. Is bookmaking a descriptive model also? What's that, Al?
Printing.
Mm-hmm. It's a model. It's a model of how to print, of what a book looks like, isn't it? Okay. What else?
Paper.
It's a model of paper again. We've had two things made out of paper. It's a model of a hardback book. Okay. What else?
Photographs.
Oh, very good. It's a model of what photographs look like. What kind of photographs are they?
Color.
Color. It's a model of a color. A book with color photographs. What's that?
Educational
model. It's a model of how to educate. What's at the bottom of every page? What is the number a model of?
Sequence.
Very good. Sequence. How to number things. How to count. How to keep track of something. Okay. What's that a model of? What's it a model of? Okay.
I'm thinking, where did I go wrong?
Is that a model of something artistic? Okay, good. What else? What else do you see in there? Okay, it's a model of how to make a statue. And it's good. And if you take this as not the statue itself, but a PowerPoint slide, it's a model of how to do a slightly out of focus PowerPoint. Okay? Very good. Very good. Here's a Thai cookbook. What is this a model of? Okay. If I look at one of these recipes, I'll pick one. Thai chicken fried rice. Sounds great. I'll have some for lunch.
Thai food.
What is that a model of?
A process.
Very good. It's a model of a process. What else? Mm-hmm. Isn't this list of ingredients and directions on how to prepare it a model for
recipe.
The food itself? If you want to know about Thai chicken fried rice, one of the ways you would learn about it would be to read the recipe. Okay? So it's also a model of a specific kind of food, Thai food. Okay, and we've been through the paper and page numbers and color printing and all of that. So I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. This is one of the most remarkable statues I've ever seen in person. It's a little out of focus. It's called the Gates of Hell, also by Rodin. And if you can see it in person, there's a copy of it on Stanford University that I've seen. You could spend 2 hours staring at this thing and not see all the detail that's in it. But it is every one of the little tiny figurines, and some are only like half an inch big. There's one copy of it at Stanford University, and it's about 20 feet tall. It's huge. Every one of the figurines is a person in some some torment because of where they're going. It's pretty compelling. If you ever want to try to convert somebody, just take them to the gates of hell.
That's the wide road.
That's the wide road. Yeah, that's right. So what's this a model of?
Hell.
Okay, that's one. The future. Okay. What else? Very good. Yeah, that's a great one, Al. It's a model of the skill of the artist. In this case, Rodin again. What else? Very good. It's sort of a speculative model then. Okay. All right. What's this a model of?
Time.
Right. This is a model of what time it is. You're all wishing it was probably 12:30, but it's not yet. What else is it a model of? Very good. Excellent. Mass-produced items. Clock making. What would you...
Mechanical.
Excellent. Plastic. Something made out of plastic. What else?
Gear.
Very good. I mean, when I was 5 years old, all I needed to keep me happy was a hammer and things like this. Because I just wanted to know how they worked. So the mechanical things were modeled to me at a very early age. Okay. Let's do... Here's a newspaper. What's a newspaper a model of? Excellent. All right. The headline says, Egypt military crackdown on Islamists kills hundreds. What is that story a model of?
The truth. Unrest.
Well, what specific truth, Al?
Yeah, reporting.
What's going on
around the world?
Okay, so we read these stories, again, their story, to find out what's going on around the world. Now, has anybody been in Egypt in the last week? probably nobody in this room. Do we know a little bit about what's going on in Egypt in the last week?
Yes,
how do we know?
By listening to the radio, I was nearby.
That's right. And we can read newspaper accounts. Now, is that the real thing?
No.
So it's a simplified description. It's a model. All the stories in here are models. What else is this newspaper a model of?
A lefty newspaper.
A nifty?
Lefty.
I thought you said nifty. Very good. Okay.
Lefty.
A lefty newspaper. All right. What else? If you were an aspiring newspaper editor and you wanted to start your own newspaper, what would this? What would? That's right. What the title looks like. How did they put the isn't that called the masthead?
Yes.
How they put the masthead up there. The typeface of the stories.
It's a model of a struggling business being taken down by the worldview of its manager.
Very good. Okay. What else?
Well, it's being taken down by the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that. That's what happened.
That's a big part of it. Okay, how many people are baseball fans in here? Okay. I've got something here called a box score. Does everybody know what a box score is? Okay, I will educate you. A box score is a description of a particular game. Every game played in the major leagues has a box score for the next day in the newspaper, if the newspaper is worth anything. And the box score has everybody who played in the game, every at-bat, how many hits they got, runs scored, who won the game, who pitched. It's basically a review of the game. You can look at that without having seen the game at all and know something about who played well, who won, why they won. People who are baseball addicts love box scores. Box score.
Do they have box scores of all the soccer leagues and all?
Yes. But baseball, because it's such a statistical heavy sport that lends itself to this kind of geeky stuff, box scores are prevalent in baseball. What is the box score a model of? How to what? How to fill up a database. I thought you said how to fill up your day. That's true too. What else? It's a model of the game itself. For somebody who didn't see the game, if I didn't watch the Dodger game the night before, I'll open the paper and look at the box score to see who won and who did well and who didn't. Okay. What else? What else is the box score a model of? It's a model of how the team is doing. What's that? Very good. It's a model of how to analyze an event and simplify it and put it on a piece of paper in a way that conveys a lot of information. Each one is only about 3 inches wide and 2 inches tall, and it tells you a lot. There's a lot of detail in there. Okay? What's this a model of? It is a poster for Gone with the Wind. So what is this modeling?
A movie.
It is modeling the movie itself. By looking at this, the producers are hoping you will say, that looks so interesting and I want to go see the film. But look, if you look close, again at my out of focus PowerPoint, look at all the detail down at the bottom. There's all that stuff about soldiers and Civil War, and it's obviously a love story. So all of these, a lot of things are being modeled in that movie poster. What else do you see?
Civil War.
Very good. It's a model of how to display the names of the people that are doing stuff. Alan?
Well, I don't even care for the poster. Frankly, I don't even give a damn.
And what Alan just said, what is that a model of?
A bad joke.
Thank you. Okay. Al.
It's more of a love story and the times that it happened. And history?
Sure.
And love story. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it also a model of how to make a movie poster?
Yeah.
I mean, if you are, if that's your business, if you do movie posters,
right,
you're going to have this whole history in your head of what really good, effective movie posters look like, how to convey the story of the film, and get people to want to come all in one shot. It's a pretty remarkable thing.
It actually succeeded. That's the most successful movie of all time.
That's right. That's right.
I think that we do things like this for books, and so it's a model of models.
Very good. Excellent, Mara. All right. This guy, I think, is one of the greatest artists in the world. He's probably my favorite artist. Most people would disagree, but I think he can tell a story with one picture with so much detail more than anyone I know. Who painted this? Okay, it's a Norman Rockwell picture. Now, what do we have here? We've got, can everybody see it okay? We've got three people in here. We've got a guy behind the counter at a diner, and a cop, and a looks like about an 8-year-old boy sitting at the counter. Now, what's the story? What's the story here?
Kids run away from home. And
okay, how do you know the kids run away from home? Okay, so this kid is a model of all boys who have ever wanted to run away from home, right? Okay. What else do we see? What's the cop doing?
A model of caring.
Advising.
Very good. The cop is obviously sympathetic. So this is a model in Norman Rockwell's view of how a police officer should act. Do they all act like that, Mark? What's that?
That was a model.
That's right. And the guy behind the counter, where's what's his Yeah, it looks like a soda jerk or maybe a guy who's flipping burgers, but he's obviously sympathetic here too. Now, look at some of the detail in the background. What's this up here?
Radio.
It's got a radio up there on the counter. Sort of, it's a model of what an old-time radio used to look. Yeah, there's an old coffee pot up there. It's a model of a bar stool.
Chrome
and green leather and. Okay.
They used to hang those when I was a kid in barber shops all over the country. You'd always see them.
Norman Rockwell. Right. Okay. Here's a scene from Gone with the Wind. It is soldiers marching up and down the streets of Atlanta. So what is this? What is this a model of?
Refugees.
Defeat.
Is it a model of chaos?
Those people have shovels and sticks. They're not soldiers.
You're right.
I think they're slaves.
It's a model of soldiers looking like slaves. Sorry about that.
There might be soldiers laying.
Yeah, they are there somewhere. There's a lot of things being modeled in that picture. What the buildings look like, what chaos is like. It is too blurry, and I tried really hard to find ones with good resolution, but it was very difficult. What is this a model of?
Kitchen remodel.
That's right. This is a 3D rendering of what a kitchen might look like. There's a lot of models in there of design and decor, models of what is attractive as far as woodwork, tile. Even though it's only a line drawing, your mind can fill in the blanks and see what that might look like.
It has a lot of vintage look to it with those brackets.
That's right. Very good, Jim. You see something that most people don't.
You know that.
What else do I have? There's a biography of Theodore Roosevelt, excellent biography, called Mornings on Horseback by David McCullough. What is this a model of? It's the model of the life of one of our presidents. Now, Roosevelt lived more than 100 years ago. None of us here knew him. Nobody we know, we don't know anybody who knew him. Yet, by reading a biography of someone, we get a little closer to knowing something about the man. So this is a model of the life of Theodore Roosevelt. What else?
Progressivism.
Okay, very good. It's a model of progressivism. What else would it be a model of?
How to write a biography.
Very good. If you set out to write a biography and you wanted a model of biographies, you'd probably pick up 8 or 10 and read them. Excellent. What else?
Manifest destiny.
Very good. So it's a model of a social value that existed during that time. That's excellent. So is it also a model of, let's say you wanted to learn about what life was like in the United States in the late 1800s. History. Very good. So it's a model for the time period to some extent of when this stuff took place. Okay. This is my favorite article of clothing because my daughter bought it for me. So I am going to model it for you. What is this a model of? Very good, a jacket. Do all jackets look exactly like this?
No.
No, they don't. There's some variation, isn't there? Okay, what else is it a model of?
Collar.
Very good, something that's black. Excellent. What else?
Design.
Okay. Model of a particular design. What is this a model of? A zipper. Okay. What's that?
Pockets.
Model of pockets. What to do with your hands when you're nervous in front of the class.
Model of a hot man.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you think so, Jim. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a model of a fool wearing a coat in August.
Rob.
Yes.
Do you have a model
which
represents
some
of the original Steve Allen?
No, I don't.
No?
What's this a model of?
Young girl.
A young girl.
Sitting on the beach
in a bathing suit. Okay, so what is... It's a model of an attractive female, right?
Summer.
What else is it a model of?
How to set the scene
when taking a picture. Excellent. What else is it a model of?
Fashion from
that era.
Very good. If you wanted to study fashion from that era.
A vintage photograph.
A what?
A vintage photograph.
Is it a model of what the seaside looks like?
Mm-hmm.
It's a model of what an attractive bathing suit looks like when properly worn. Right? Well, a dress then, yeah. Clothing. What's this a model of?
Wedding.
A catastrophe. Okay. It's a model of a wedding. There's so much that can be modeled in pictures like this. I think you're getting the idea of where I want to go.
Polygamy?
A model of polygamy? Looks like it. It's a Mormon wedding, I guess, yeah. Here's an interesting one. What is this a model of?
Cancer.
Can you believe that they actually used to have ads like this? I remember. What's the message that's being conveyed or modeled from this picture, Alan?
Well, you smoke and you get a woman and also Winston takes good like a
cigarette. Right.
That was their theme, so it obviously did well because I still remember.
So is this a model of peace and calmness and happiness?
Yes,
it is. It's a completely failed model, but it's a model.
Swallow good advertising.
Yeah, it's a model of great advertising for its time.
I have those commercials on DVD.
The old
cigarette commercial.
Right.
Is there anything there in small print that says caution can cause?
No, not then. No, it would actually have disclaimers where doctors would say there's smoking has been found to be completely harmless. And,
but those cigarette companies did know of the harmful effects.
Of course they did. Yeah.
So that's a model of evil.
Oh, excellent. Wow, you win a prize. It's a model of hypocrisy. What's that?
You say hypocrisy or, well, I said evil.
Yeah, well, somebody said hypocrisy. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Going on giving us a lot of examples that are intended to kind of expand our idea of a model and solidify what we might be thinking about here. Basically, I'm agreeing with all the comments that are going around the room. That's a good thing in general, but I'm kind of wondering where this is going. You used the jacket and agreed that the jacket is a model of the jacket, but it is not a model of the jacket, it is a jacket. I'm kind of a little bit wondering where we're going.
This particular jacket is a model of jackets in general.
Jackets.
It's an example of jackets.
Not a description of jackets, not a
prediction
of jackets.
Well, I would say it's a description. It fits on the upper body. It's
because that one tended to lose me.
Okay.
Looking at your original definition of what a model is.
Okay.
You said you were modeling.
That's true.
The problem there is you're using different word forms. You're using model as a noun. We're talking about one thing. We're using it as a verb or an adjective. We're really talking about something else.
That's true. Fair enough.
I understand what the gentleman is saying, but it sort of discounts the sentimental value of the jacket because it came from a loved one. So it puts on a different description to you than it does to us looking at it. Well, you might have to go ready on the shoulders, maybe. You did real well. You ought to keep your day job. But it came from
For me, the model is personal. It has a personal model. Okay, good. All right. I think we're getting through these, so I am going to skip over some of these. This one's interesting. The cars. It's a model of a car. Model of a mathematical chart or something that you want to where you want to convey information. And end of slideshow. Good. So now we're going to talk. All right. I'm going to show one more model. What is this a model of?
Our local
it's a model of roads. It's a street map. Okay. So what do you use this for? Get somewhere you want to go. How do you do that? Antiquated way of finding directions. I still use this. See, there's an advantage of this over my phone. If I drop it or I get it wet, it still operates. And the batteries don't ever die. Okay. Now, that's right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that on the face of it's just going to sound really stupid, but I want you to think about it before you throw things at me. Okay? When we look at this as human beings, we know what is being represented here. What's being represented here is the streets and parks and points of interest and places and their relationship to each other. Okay? Now, how do we know that what's being represented here isn't that the ground underneath is made out of paper and can fold up? Or that all the cities, when you look at them from the air, are the same color like they are on a map? The model breaks down, doesn't it? How do we know that? How do we know that all of Sierra Madre isn't pink? I mean, that's what the map says.
That has to do with conventions that we have accepted during our up to that point. It doesn't say on the map that this is what that's all about, but we understand that from experience that that's not what the map's trying to represent.
Do you think the very first time that someone looked at a map, I mean, how old are you when you first look at a map and understand it? Maybe 4 or 5 or whatever? Some people are 55 and they don't understand them. I think that instantly they recognize what this represents and what it doesn't represent. How do we know that?
Because map is external knowledge.
things that we know beyond this?
Yeah, I think this is kind of where I want to go with this. Yes?
A model is a representation of the thing, and it's not the thing itself.
And therefore, there's always going to be places, ways in which it breaks down. Right. There's one more model that I want to show you, and we have a very special guest to do this. So, Alan, why don't you come up here?
I've been reading the one-year Bible, and I've been getting some things out of it. As you know, I'm actually half Jewish, half Irish. Every time I go to confession, I bring my lawyer. I'm just waiting. That's all. Okay, I think it's died down. Some interesting things have happened to me while reading the one-year Bible. I've become friends with a born-again Christian. And he actually told me, he said, Alan, I wouldn't mind spending eternity with you. And I said, well, that's great. Let's grab a coffee. And he said, no, I don't have time. But, you know, actually, Groucho Marx had a few things to say about the Bible or things related to it. A priest actually came up to Groucho one time and said, Groucho, I'd like to thank you for all the joy you put in this world. And he said, well, thanks a lot. And I'd like to thank you for all the joy you've taken out of it. In fact, one time I took my son to a restricted club. They had swimming pools and they wouldn't allow Jews. And I said, well, my son's half Jewish. Can he go swimming up to his knees? Now, Woody Allen actually...
One more.
Actually, Woody Allen actually said a couple of things about the Bible. And he, I said that Woody Allen is... Well, that's me. I'm Woody Allen. And I don't know if there's an afterlife or not, but just in case, I'm going to bring an extra change of underwear. one more.
Time's up, Alan.
No, there's one more. Woody Allen. I don't mind dying. I don't mind dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Everybody thank Alan. So what was that a model of?
A comedian?
Well, loosely.
It was also a model of a person, Woody Allen. Right, thank you.
Yeah, they'll let you do.
The reason I think that we look at a map and we know instantly it's representing streets and not that we can fold up the ground or where the analogy fails is because, and the point I want to make is we are all giant pattern recognizers. This is what God has built into us. We see patterns in things, and as you noticed with all the different ways that you can say something is a model of dozens and dozens of things, we see a lot of patterns at the same time. Okay? We learn about things by seeing similarities and differences in those things. And I think we can't know anything without it being a comparison, without comparing it to something else. Can anybody think of any fact, anything you can know, that isn't a comparison in some way to some other thing? If you say something's blue, in relation to what? If you say 2 and 2 is 4, it means 2 and 2 isn't 5. Anything we learn about is in relation to something else. And that's why looking at models is important, because we see all of these different things. We can see all the things that are made out of paper. We can see all the things that are mechanical. We can see all the movie posters, and we can tell those differences in our head by the patterns. And I think we learn quickly when we're little, and still now, because we see so many patterns all at once. Does that make sense, Jim?
And that's why God lets there be evil.
Why is that?
Alive, you wouldn't know the good.
So good has to be compared to something else. Very good.
That's why he let Lucifer be the devil.
So was God good before anything else was created?
Yes.
In comparison to what?
His knowledge of what evil could be, I think. Now, there isn't anything that isn't a model of something else. We went over that, and everything is a model of more than one thing. Why are models so useful in the way that we learn and understand things?
God is not a model of something else.
God is a model of what we aren't.
Holiness.
God is a model of holiness. God is a model of goodness. God is a model of truthfulness, of completeness.
Love.
God is a model of love.
That's why he inspires us.
That's right. Are there models in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
What? Name some models that are in the Bible.
Jesus' parable.
Saint Paul.
How is Saint Paul a model?
An example to follow.
Very good. I looked up. There's the Bible is obviously full, loaded with models. It is a model. It has many models in it. There's a few verses that I asked Mark to look up. Could you pick out just two or three of them, Mark, and stand up and read them?
Okay. Philippians 3:17. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us.
So what are the words that show that that's a model? Example?
You want me to answer?
Yeah.
Imitate.
Example. Okay. What's another one?
He says they keep your eyes on those who are walking according to the example you have in others.
Good.
So,
okay.
Watching others, making them your model.
Alan?
I would say Moses is a perfect example of patience.
Good.
Because after, you know, put out the most complaining Jews, we really have to have that patience.
I won't touch that. Ted?
Well, the sower in the sea. The good ground, the rocky ground.
Good.
That's a parable.
Mark, go ahead.
Okay. This one's Ezekiel 28:12. Son of man, raise a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you are the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
You are the what?
Signet. That's what, I guess it
means
like a symbol.
Yeah, yeah. Symbol, example.
So that's a model.
Yes, it is. Why don't you do one more, Mark?
Okay. 2 Thessalonians, a little bit longer. 3:7. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with toil and labor we worked day, night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have the right, but to give you and ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat.
Little phrases can be... Thank you, Mark. Phrases can be models, too. If you're... Jim?
Church is the model of the body of Christ.
Right. Alan?
I'm going to give you a model, but who's the Pharisee that wanted to teach by Jesus, the name of him?
Caiaphas.
Caiaphas. Can I see a model of hypocrisy?
Sure. Sure. I think the word role model is a really good example of a model. Everyone, each one of us is a role model. Whether it's good or bad or neutral, we are role models. It's a perfect example of how a model works. Statements: early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay, that's a statement. It's a predictive statement. It's saying if you do these things, you're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's a very simplified statement. There's a lot of things like that.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Sure, all of those are models. One of the reasons models are so useful, the reason we think like this, we can't know everything about anything. We can only know a certain amount. If we want to learn about World War II, for example, we can read the accounts, we could go and to some of the battlefields, we could probably still interview some people that were there, but we're never going to know everything there is to know about World War II. We'd have to be God to know that. But simplifying things into models in our head allows us to sort of capture enough information about something to be able to go forward with our life. We know how to raise our kids. We have an idea of how to do that. We have certain values that we have for doing that. That's a model. It may not be perfect, but that's the way we do it. We need a framework for our beliefs that's simplified just to be able to function. Al?
Yeah, I don't know if this would be a model, but the was following that it would be easier, the camel and the needle,
mm-hmm.
the eye of the needle. Would that be a model? We have to stay poor because we want to get rich because we won't be able to go through the eye of the
needle. Sure, it's a model. It's one of the many models of how to stay close to God. Dave?
Reasons to believe, but if you are already talked about those models need to be testable, verifiable, falsifiable, and verify that they are as true as you can, accurate representation of the actual thing.
Right.
The expression will set you free. Now,
that's a model. The truth will set you free. Yes.
Now, what is the model? Give me an example of a model of truth. In other words, a frame of reference. For somebody, something might be true, whereas to the other person, it's not true. Is there an absolute truth that is definite, that everybody says that is the truth?
Well, those are two different questions.
Okay.
There is absolute truth. Everybody's not going to agree what that truth is.
Well,
there can be an insane person that wouldn't agree with that.
Right, but how do you define absolute? Can you give me an example or a model of absolute?
God exists. God exists, and He loves us, and He wants a relationship with us.
So is that absolute truth?
Yes.
But how do you... Okay,
Mara?
They say... would you say generalizations are a model? Because we're not supposed to generalize, but you have to generalize.
Everything we do is... all of this is generalization. That's exactly right. We have to generalize to function.
And yet people always say, don't generalize.
Well, it's human.
It's inhuman.
Yeah, it's human. How about worldviews? Are they models?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the only truth is death. I mean, nobody can argue with that. We all die.
I'm not going to die spiritually. Neither are you.
That's another thing. That's true.
Okay.
Physically,
a different take on the word truth that perhaps even all of us wouldn't necessarily agree with, especially in that absolute truth about God's loving nature, and whatnot. But it's more quantitative, and that's to say something that is reproducible and observable, and which all rational observers will agree to.
But then you have to. There's still some subjective stuff in there. Who are the rational believers?
Well, you have to have some definition for rational,
right?
As well, but looking at something that is reproducible, something that will happen the same way each time, and people who are looking at it will generally consider that they're seeing the same thing.
Okay, Al.
I'm playing devil's advocate again, but you said that the absolute truth is that God is loving and cares for us not. Yet Dawkins, the atheist, right? He says, well, God is mean, he's vengeful, he's wrathful.
That's his model, right? That's his model.
That's his model of his truth, and this is the model of your truth. But is your truth? Are you saying is your truth the absolute truth?
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
But how can you say yours is the absolute truth and his is not the absolute truth?
It's an entirely different talk. We don't have time to go there. But just because truth is hard to figure out doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's a postmodern way of looking at it. If you believe that truth exists, then your part of your pursuit in your life is to try to find what that truth is. Right. And what does God say? If you search for me with all your heart, you'll find me. sounds like looking for truth. Okay, anyway. No matter how much we study, we can't know everything, anything completely. And here's a side, kind of an interesting side note that I think is fascinating. The notion that we can never get completely to the thing itself is the basis for all things romantic, love and art and wonder. That's why we get fascinated with, say, the person that we're married to. We can be married to someone for 50 years. We still never know them completely. We have what we really know is the model that we have of them in our head. And that model changes all the time, especially if you're a man married to a woman. All right. Next week, what we're going to do, we're going to do one more. Now that you know all about models, what we're going to do is we are going to compare. We're going to start talking about scientific models, and we're going to compare RTB's creation model with the naturalistic model. So, what are? Can somebody name some scientific models?
E equals MC squared.
Very good. We didn't talk about math at all. I had a couple, but we ran out of time. E equals MC squared is a model of what?
Theory of relativity.
Okay, specifically how energy relates to mass. Okay, what else is?
Evolution.
Evolution is a model. How about the model that we've all but learned about the inside of an atom? We learn that there's a proton and a neutron at the core in the nucleus, and the electrons spin around like planets around a sun. That's a model.
Actually, two weeks ago, they finally actually got a camera resolution where they actually took a picture of an atom, so we can't say that anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Gotcha. What's the model of the nature of light? What have we all heard? Sometimes it acts like a wave and sometimes it acts like a particle. Is it really a wave? Is it really a particle? It's both. We don't know. We don't understand it. But that's our model. That's our simplified version of how to think about it so we can deal with it. String theory. That's a model.
Quantum mechanics.
That when we get right down to it, everything is a little tiny, tiny short string, and everything is made up of those strings. That's the model.
Dark energy, Newtonian mechanics.
There, it goes on and on and on. Okay. So, really, to conclude, I think God gave us this incredible ability to notice regularities and patterns so that we can learn and function and flourish in this world. And I'm very curious about, you know, any people who work with artificial intelligence. It seems to me that if that model, which is a model of human intelligence, is ever going to work, they're going to have to figure out a way for it to do what we do, which is notice dozens and dozens of patterns at the same time, rather than just trying to learn about one thing at a time. And the main point here is that since we all do this, we all notice patterns, pick up those patterns, make decisions based on those patterns, we're all doing what scientists do. We are all scientists in our day-to-day life, the way we compare, the way we look at things. So next week we're going to talk about the, now that you know everything there is to know about models. Here's what I wrote. Now that we have had a model presentation of modeling models to a model class. How many different ways is that word being used in that sentence? Okay, now that you know everything there is to know, then next week we're going to start applying some of this to a couple of models and compare them, and we will be scientists and decide which one works the best. If we do a good job, even Al will agree with us. Alan?
Would you say it? Hitler would be a model of evil, and Mahatma Gandhi would be a model of goodness.
Sure. Sure.
But no model is perfect.
That, see, that's it. Every model. The one thing Jamie said: the only perfect model of a cat is what?
Its
A cat. Because it's the only model that doesn't break down. Every model breaks down. The roadmap only models the streets. It doesn't model the color of the city. Every model breaks down. Everything, you have to decide where that, where the analogies are good and where they aren't.
But a cat doesn't model all cats.
No, that's true.
My kitty doesn't model a lion.
No, but your kitty models your kitty.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Ted, did you have your hand up?
I'll scratch it.
Oh, okay. Well, now that you have your hand up, you have to ask a question. All right. Al?
Yeah, using Mahatma Gandhi is not a good model of goodness, although he liberated his people from the British. He also wanted everybody to live in a village with a cow and an oxen, and that was his model. And there was a lot of other things like that.
Well, that's a good example of where models, you can make a very simple model, and then you continue to refine the model. Well, you could say Mahatma Gandhi was a good man, that's your model. Well, okay, Mahatma Gandhi was a good man, except for this and this and this. And you can keep qualifying it and qualifying it and qualifying it, and never get to the man himself. Right. That's right. Yes?
Just to point out the thing of Barna, especially two, it has to be used to run the model. This man horrified American Indian men. He is, rather years ago, likely married a communist activist, then became a communist, and was totally different. Yeah, Google it, you'll find out.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. That's the model that broke down.
And right now Dave is modeling what he's supposed to do to tell me that time is up, so I'm going to model ending on time and say thank you. Lord God, thank you so much that you've given us so many ways to learn about the world that you've given us, and that in the end it always turns us back to you, who you are and your personness and how you want a relationship with us. And help us to really enjoy this day to day in you, never forgetting about you, the models that you've given us. Let us follow those. And thank you for this class, and bless us all as we go our way today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.